Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is season 11 of Guerrilla Christianity. My name is Pastor Brett Walker, and I'd like to thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's grace from an Orthodox Wesleyan point of view. God's holy word is essential to our teaching, so let's get into God's word right now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Pastor Brett Walker of Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn and Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown. And normally you would be listening to another episode of Guerrilla Christianity where I would be giving one of my sermons. We had a change of plans today. A couple of things happened. First of all, this is no ordinary episode. As I go through my list of episodes and all the episodes that I have uploaded since 2013, this episode right here that you are listening to currently is the 500th episode that I have uploaded to Guerrilla Christianity. And I got to tell you, I never thought that it was going to last this long. I never thought that it was going to be what it has become. But it is exciting. It's very exciting for me to just say the words 500th episode. I'm not going to take too much time. I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that this is the 500th episode. And now, when I talk about 500 episodes, I'm not talking about any of the lectionary episodes that I have uploaded. I don't count those. I'm also not counting any of, you may remember a number of years ago, I tried to do something called 25 minutes, the Bible in 25 minutes a day, where I was reading, like I was putting up 25 minutes worth of Bible reading every single day. And obviously that got old pretty quick and I stopped doing it. Well, but I will say this, 500 episodes, and that represents 500 separate sermons that I have preached. And actually, I have preached well over 500 sermons at this point. I think the number is 590. And obviously, there's a lot of sermons that I've preached that have not made the podcast, and it's not because I didn't like them. It's not because they weren't very good, although, you know, good is subjective. But I think for one reason or another, I probably got behind. I didn't put the episode up in time. There was a couple of times when I just got lazy and didn't put the episodes up for a number of weeks, and then I was trying to catch up, and I realized I couldn't catch up, so I just skipped a couple of months, and it happens. It happens. But I am pretty pleased with the fact that it's been 500 episodes. This is the 500th episode of Guerrilla Christianity, and I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that have been going on, too. Obviously, we're not one of the top Christian podcast. I do appreciate everybody who listens. I know that there are so many people out there who listen to the podcast and who also they watch the videos on YouTube. You've probably seen my TikTok channel, which I haven't really been doing a whole lot with either for the last year or so. But even so, I would say what's exciting to me about 500 episodes is not so much the number of episodes that have been put up. I mean, anybody could just put up 500 episodes and that doesn't matter. What really gets me is that the audience is not the original intended audience. When I started this podcast, it wasn't even really supposed to be a podcast. I was just looking for a way to upload my sermons online for people who could not attend services for one reason or another. We had a few members who were homebound and were unable to get out to the church. And I wanted to give them a way to at least hear the sermons in a timely manner. At one time, I was like, dumping them onto a CD and then driving them out to somebody's house. And it just it just wasn't working very well. So the best way that I thought was to create this podcast and then just upload the sermons. And if you listen to the first couple, there's no introduction, there's no music, there's no intro, there's no outro. It's just the sermon all by itself. And then eventually I started using this music that I found online. One of my favorite hymns is Onward Christian Soldiers. And I figured that would be a good hymn for the podcast, since it's called Guerrilla Christianity. And then it was not just Onward Christian Soldiers as a hymn, like a choir. It was a heavy metal version. And I had that on there for, I don't know, a couple of years, I should say. It wasn't even intended to be seasons in the beginning. I went back and I just called them seasons, and the seasons go from July 1st to June 30th, and that's basically the calendar for the United Methodist Church when appointments start. Appointments start on July 1st. So if my appointment starts each year on July 1st, I figured that's the beginning of the new season. And as you know, we are into season 11 now. Which means that I have been at both of these churches for 10 years. I'm in my 11th year of ministry now at Ebenezer and Hudson. But back to the reason why I started. I started putting these things up just to reach some people who were unable to attend for one reason or another, again, sick or at home or homebound or maybe even on hospice care, God forbid. But it's grown. It's grown to the point now. And again, I'm not lighting the world on fire, and that's fine. But I don't care. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not really all about how many people are listening. I just want to know that the people who are listening are getting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is the most important thing to me. So I've been looking at my metrics lately. I see people in Michigan, New York State, Florida, California, all over the country listening to the podcast, not just in New Jersey. And in fact, New Jersey's not even in the top five of states where the podcast is being downloaded. So go figure. And then Not only is it being listened to all over the country, but it's also being listened to all over the world. And I don't say that lightly, okay? I know that there are people in Venezuela, Germany, the UK, and not just one part of the UK. No, no, no. We've got Northern Ireland, Wales, and England covered. We've had downloads from Pakistan, Indonesia, Russia. It's incredible to think that there are people in other nations who are listening to me preach the gospel. And so I just want to acknowledge those people and say I appreciate you. Not only I appreciate you, and I pray. That the gospel is somehow affecting you, that you are coming to a closer faith in Jesus Christ through the preaching and teaching of God's holy word. I'm just a vessel. I'm just the messenger. The message is the Bible, and that is what I try to get to every single week that I'm preaching. So, once again, just wanted to acknowledge 500 episodes. I couldn't be more pleased that this has gone on as long as it has. I pray that it's going to continue. And I'm sure that, you know, God willing, God's going to continue to use this ministry to proclaim the good news to a world that needs good news. And so I want to close this program with a prayer and say, Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to proclaim the gospel to your people. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to use me as you will, to send me where you will, and to continue to grow your kingdom. And even if it's not through my ministry, it could be through anybody's ministry. I just pray, Lord, that in all things you would be glorified. And I give you all glory, honor, and praise, because you alone are worthy to be praised. And so I pray for all those who are listening now. I pray that they would hear the good news of Jesus Christ and his salvation. I pray that their hearts would be warmed and their lives would be transformed, just as you have transformed my life, just as you have taken my heart of stone and given me a heart of flesh. And so, Lord, I want to thank you for 500 episodes of this little podcast. I just pray that you would continue to use this to grow your kingdom here on earth. And this I pray in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Be blessed, friends. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And just remember that Christ died for you. Now go live for Christ.